Hello, family and friends. I'm here for day two with Pam Perez from Bedford, Indiana. And Pam, was a wonderful day one. Looking forward to hearing more details about, you know, your ministry. And that was incredible. You know, God is a God of restoration, isn't he? And peace. And so, well, Father, we come today. We're hungry. We're ready to receive, Father. Thank you for speaking through Pam. Thank you for her heart for you, Father, her love for you and her loyalty, Father. So I just thank you. We're ready to receive and learn from this message and apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Pam, back to you.
Okay. Well, let's go on to the things that God called me to do. Okay. You know, this day and age in a church, you can't hardly get people to help. You know, it's always like one or two people that do it. It's better at this church, which I'll say that. Mm-hmm. But, she owned 20 acres. And I took care of mowing and weeding, and then I landscaped for her. I helped her decorate a big church, like I say, that had the shroud, the only replica of a shroud made from Turin, Italy. And the guy, as a matter of fact, that had gotten that was from Brown County. Wow. He owned a little, he had a little gallery there, the Gates Estate.
Okay.
And with the Gates Estate, Marlene went there and just, we'd go through that one time right after another when God was first calling her. But this is my minister, Marlene. But she finally one day walked out the door and she said, I'll be back, but I'll be back to buy this place. And this lady just yelled at her. She said, you'll never buy this place and it will never be for sale. Well, see, God had already appeared to her in a vision and told her that it was going to leave the Gates Estate and go into the Pillar of Fire, which was the church that I went to.
Okay.
So she did meet with Butch Gates and come to be that he ended up killing himself. Mm. And then he told her, he had many meetings with Marlene prior to that, where he said, told his mother, this is to go to Marlene. This is where I want it. And the money that she owes will be paid to the mother. So she got that gallery in that way. But she's got pieces that are beautiful. She has a life-size Jesus that was out of London, England, and it was carved out of one tree. Most beautiful thing you ever saw. And it's in the whole shape of a natural man. And then, but the arms were the only separate pieces that were on that there. I say the piece is probably about seven feet tall. Mm-hmm. But that's in this gallery. But we started decorating this gallery and what God has showed her. Which, see, Brother Dale has told me, Dale Begley, has told me to write a book because he said there's so much there, Pam, that others would be so fascinated with this, which I was, you know.
Yeah.
I love to decorate.
Yeah.
But we did the decoration. We decorated the sanctuary with, it had windows. Marlene went to Bethlehem. And the godfather of Bethlehem there is Nicola Canawate. And he gave her the prince to the old city of Jerusalem. So she built in her church the old city by the prince. And we had what looked like buildings in there. And they would be lit behind them. So when you turned the lights off and we had the night service, those lights would shine through that city. And they would shoot over to the wall on the left where the windows were, and it would just, like, the whole place was lit up like Bethlehem.
Wow.
And that was my calling then, was to do that, to make robes of every color. We did all of the books of Revelation and made a robe to fit for every one of them that she would wear and teach on. She one time had me make an angel robe, and I counted 5,126 feathers that I sewed to the arms of that because she wanted to know how many there were on it. So I would count off 100 and do that. But
wow,
just fascinating work, you know. And then the gallery itself had arches in it. She had, as a matter of fact, she had the original mold and how she got that to the Michelangelo angels, Michelangelo himself. And he had made these molds of the angels of adoration.
Okay.
And so these were probably 4 feet tall, probably every bit of 3 feet wide. And she was driving up toward Indianapolis, and Jesus showed her how to go. So she ended up at this pottery place, and where they would make, you know, you could buy the ceramics and things, and they made molds there. Mm-hmm. So she was telling them when she went there about how God had led her there, and she don't know why he put her there. And the man started smiling. He said, "You're not the lady that bought Victory Gardens, are you?" And she said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "I've got the original mold to those angels, but they won't pour another one because the like the inside, that's like foam almost, like jelly, like fibery foam."
Yeah.
And she said, he said, "Those won't pour anymore." And she said, she heard the Lord say, "Put pantyhose and fill those holes." And the poor many. She ended up getting about 22 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. And crazy. I have one. When she passed away, she told the kids, her children, that give Pam whatever she wants because she's always been there for me. So I have what was in her bedroom was, it's made of like a porcelain, but it's one of the really tall angels of adoration. And they brought that to me and gave that to me.
Wow.
Plus a lot of other artifacts, but that's my comfort from losing her. You know, yeah. I can, and it's, Jesus is my comforter for sure.
Yeah.
But just a little bit more of her.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, the power of good Christian friends, and you had an incredible one. You know, Pam, you have such a servant's heart. And, you know, in this world, it's so much about me, 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 me. Now, that's gotten into the church a little bit, you know, yep. where people, you know, Jesus was such a great example of being a servant. And that's Amen. Where we're all, and you know, God will promote us where we don't have to promote ourselves.
That's right.
You know, he'll promote us. And I know in my own minute, sometimes I feel like I should be doing this and this and this. Lord, I'm disappointing you. No, I'm going to do whatever he puts in my right. pathway, however small it may seem to be, I'm going to do that to the best of my ability and be a blessing to the body of Christ. And you have such a good heart for serving, and you're going to be such a blessing to this church too, because we need more of that in the church. And you know, in the last couple minutes here, maybe if you could share how they would hear some of the on YouTube or how they would find some of maybe the teachings. You know, and those of you out there, I'm sorry if you think that women aren't called to preach. You just missed it in that area.
Yeah.
I'm sure you might love Jesus, but there's so many anointed women preaching the Word of God. And but if you would just share a little bit about maybe how they would find some of her teachings. I'm sure you probably still listen to some.
Some of her teachings? You mean like she used to do when Jesus did the Last Supper, she would always have that. And then she went to a Jewish college, my minister did. And with that, she learned all the ways of what everything represented on the table of the Last Supper. And we would have the Last Supper, and she would talk about the way the Jews would do it, which I thought was so fascinating.
But is there a recorded message on YouTube or anything where you can get her message anywhere?
Her daughter has probably maybe 300 tapes on her.
Okay.
And me trying to get them is like trying to pry. I can't get them from her. I would love to. I do have a tape where she played, and when she played her music, she would get so high in the spirit that she, when she heard it, it was like music that came out of Bethlehem.
Wow.
And it just, you just, when you start, you're praising God, but she hits a certain tone where you can tell she's so high in that spirit that you're climbing high with what she's playing.
Yeah. Well, it's such a blessing to the body of Christ to get some of those tapes released out in there on YouTube or wherever they could be posted so that people could be blessed by that, so her ministry could live on. Like Kenneth E. Hagin, and people still getting fed by those ministries because there's recordings out there for them to do so. So, well, if you would, man, what a blessing, Pam. I'm so glad to have you on. And I've got two more Christian friends here from the past couple of days here, and I'm so blessed with so many good friends. And if you would pray, and maybe part of that prayer is to God to get those recordings released, and so that the world could be blessed like you were from that ministry.
Yeah. Okay. We come before you, Lord, right now, and I pray for the one that holds these tapes, Lord. You knew what an awesome minister Marlene was. And we need more ministers out there like her that sees in the spirit and tells us things and guides us and helps us. And Lord, I just ask that this get on these kids and that these kids will set these services free, Lord Jesus. That maybe, Lord, you'll just guide me into writing this book that Brother Dale Begley asked me to write about it.
Yes,
and I'm going to give you the glory and praise, Father. And thank you for the people that are listening. I pray that Jesus touches your heart and heals you in your spirit and in your flesh. And for anything else that they have need, I give God the glory for all of it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
you're
Pam.
Welcome.
It's been an incredible blessing. Well, folks, you can contact Pam through their Facebook page here at the church, Facebook at Life Missions Ministries. And you can reach my ministry at Celebrate Jesus Ministry
gmail.com. Folks, please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.
Hallelujah.